What an amazing experience we get to have. Imagine what it was like when you said, okay, I'm going to enter into that three-dimensional body and journey through the experience of humanness. And that magnificent soul said, oh, yeah, I'm going to go down there and play in that. And think of all the things we've gotten to touch that as we touch them, we really were experiencing that pure divine presence, its goodness, its beauty, that because we don't have a good word, we keep calling God. That, you know, that there's a meadow outside of where we live, and we take off and head into that meadow, start to walk through it, and there's these oak trees in that meadow. And sometimes I just have to stop and go, wow. You know, I'm not sure what you are, but wow. And Catherine and I used to live in the redwoods. We would come home and there'd be this house that looked like this little tiny cottage under these huge beings that were walking over it. And it just that amazing life, beauty, presence that we get to touch in nature in so many ways. I've loved the spring blossoms. Can you imagine making so many of something so beautiful? Wow, just because. Can't you touch that presence in there and that beauty? And then we get the exquisite experiences of the little roses in our lives. And now in our house, we've got a 3-year-old. That means that we are constantly rediscovering life. You know, it's just this magical thing that happens with squeals and delight, and then exploring it and having to touch it and play with it a little bit more. It's just in that life itself that flows through her is just so beautiful. And every time we touch that goodness, it's there, don't we? And then that other beautiful goodness as you go careening into life to experience it and find that sometimes 3-year-olds trip along the way and there's that hug that lifts her and holds her and, you know, suddenly brings all that into balance and secure all over again. Wow, what a beautiful thing. That's this divine world that we are in. When we do this prayer that we begin our services with, there's only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, the all-loving goodness of God. When we're touching these things, there's a part of you that knows that's true, doesn't it? Yeah, you know it's true. And then it's really easy to go, God is good
all the time.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Because you're in touch with that goodness. It's real. It's powerful. It's there. And there's a part of us that carries something else. There's a part of us that each one of us has experienced as pain in life. Okay, we have been hurt by sometimes the hands or the words of others. Sometimes deep. We have experienced perceptions of ourselves that have said we're not okay, that we aren't enough. We have experienced loss that has seemed to tear our hearts as those that we had brought in and included in our life have been taken from us. Some through the experience of death, and some through the death of dreams. And it hurts. Okay, and then there's not only that pain that we carry, but the truth is, there's probably the more difficult one. That time when it was our words and our actions that brought pain to another. We carry that pain too. The times when who we really are didn't show up. Difficult. And when we say that there's one power and one presence, that all-loving goodness of God, and we're in touch with this part of ourself, it says, I doubt it. Okay, because that's not what it's experienced. It's something different. It didn't experience that goodness. It experienced hurt and loss and violation. And so we live in two worlds, don't we? And part of our challenge is, which world do we live in? Now, when we're at that place where we can touch and see the beauty, we know that presence, that goodness. But when we're in that other one, God isn't good all the time. Doesn't feel true. And the truth is, we don't say it because at that point we believe it true. We say it because it's a way we can take and move our attention away from this which is too difficult, too draining, too hurtful for us to live in. And we have to start heading in a different direction. One of the things that has meant most to me in my life has been not just the experience of the beauty of life, which is so, so profound, but to also see this other part of life and find out if that goodness was there. When I first entered the experience of deep pain, I had already run into this idea that there's only one. There's this divine presence, and it's all love, and it is all goodness. And my experience said, no, that is not true. What is here is pain and loss. But because I wanted it to be true, I asked to know. Now, one of the tools we're working with today is asking. It's one of those tools that should have a caution sign on it. Okay. Because what happens when you ask is you're going to be given the answer, but it usually has meant in my life, it has to change me enough to be able to receive the answer. So use with caution. But there is nothing hid anymore. If you want to know, it's there. And so I asked, and I did want to know. And as a result of that, I ended up seeing a series of experiences through my life. They were experiences when that pain that I carried was so immersed in love that it healed. And in that experience, there was the presence of a God of infinite love right there. Now, it took me a while to understand that. And as I learned it, as I went through experience after experience of this happening, the pain being there, and this amazing power of love being there to heal me, so that I could know the goodness, I could know that presence, I could know that beauty, even in the midst of that experience. And I will say, it took a while. And even as it was happening, I wasn't capable of understanding it. It was only after being shown again and again and again that there was present a love that could heal and free me from that pain, so that what I experienced was only the goodness of God. I came to know that in such a way that it resulted in my supporting many other people in finding that in their pain. And I had the honor of sitting with them as they brought their pain forward and experienced that love and healed. And I got to sit there and watch them heal. Now, I'm grateful that I never asked their permission to tell their stories, because the truth is, most of them were so painful, I didn't believe it could happen. I did not believe that anything could wipe away the violation that we extend to ourselves as human beings so deeply. But it did. Again and again and again. And I looked at how challenging it was to do that. Wow, that it could happen was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't simple, and it took a long time. And it demanded everything I had and everything they had. And I thought, God, you are really inefficient. Because there has to be a better way. We're all carrying this stuff. And I seriously gave up the idea that we've got to just incarnate forever to work it all off. Because as near as I can figure, I collect more than I get rid of. Okay, so it's just not a workable system for me. Okay? And so I did that asking thing again. Okay, I said, I want to know. And again, you got to be careful when you ask. It tends to move you around, makes things change. So I ended up being moved around, and that's when I connected with the Institute of Heart Math. And I saw their work with a heart and their work with love, and I realized, wow, you know, in small ways they were doing very focused and very skillfully what I'd been doing for myself and supporting others in for these deep hurts. But they were, it was kind of more superficial, but it was helpful. It was working. It was a beautiful, powerful step in that direction. And then Doc Childrey, HeartMath founder, shared with me a set of steps that I realized went into the depth of the healing, that they accomplished what had been so meaningful and so powerful to me. Only you could actually do them. that there was a, what I've come to think of as a cascade of heart feelings and energies that one moved through as they moved deeper and deeper into the heart, deeper and deeper into this power of love, deeper and deeper into embracing these places of pain within us and bringing them together so that we healed. Now those steps over many years has evolved into what HeartMath calls as his tool, cut through. And it's those steps that I've been sharing with you over the past weeks. Now, I look at them as kind of a single flow to a point of wholeness. The truth is, each step is a powerful spiritual tool in its own right. But it's that it brings us to the experience that we talked about last Sunday. The experience of really soaking that pain in the love that is within us. Soaking in that love is what brings that healing. So let me just acknowledge them once again as we look at this journey. Now I got to admit, when I do it, okay, I take an hour. We don't have that long. That's a threat. It's okay. When I've shared and taught the cut-through steps like I did last Sunday in the workshop, we've taken about a half an hour to go through them, okay, so that we could learn how to do that. And then over these Sundays, we've been, you know, just kind of hitting each one at about 20 minutes to focus in and understand what's there and the spiritual power within it. And it begins with that first step where it must, embracing those feelings, embracing that pain, saying yes and taking a hold of it. What love it is to look at that part of us that is so hurt and say, yes, you are there. And then the next step to turn on the power of your spiritual being through your heart. To breathe love. Because love is what turns on that spiritual power. Love is what opens us to this flow where we are one with this infinite power and transformative energy within the universe. Breathing love. Breathing love. Breathing love. That's what turns it on every time. Breathing love. And we can do that. You know how to get to that feeling of love even when you're so far into anger and projection that you really think it's their fault. Doesn't matter. Breathe love. Breathing love. Breathing love. Then, once we have entered that powerful spiritual place, the beautiful spiritual understanding we step into where that eagle view of what is there, that tremendous wisdom that within you brings that clarity. It's the descent of light into darkness. It is illumination of that which is unfolding. And from there we go deeper into the love. We pull those feelings into the heart and hold them in the heart in neutral. Not finding them good or bad, right or wrong. Not needing to suppress them nor empower them. Holding them in that neutral so that that beautiful spiritual energy that we each are can flow through that place. Touch at depth what we are holding. And then soaking in the love. Now, in that entry, it's usually through the feeling of compassion. Compassion for ourselves. Because you know how much it hurts. You know the pain. And you can have that compassion. As you move into that compassion, the power of love opens up and soaks that pain at depth. And there's an amazing thing that happens. That self that has been in its pain for so long begins to experience peace. And it heals. Now, sometimes it's the first time you do it, and it may be the 10th time you do it. But returning again and again and again to bring that power there to heal us at depth. And then, as we find the peace, there's a new place that is opened. Now, the step is to ask, for whatever the wisdom and guidance is there. And when I do that very often, what I get when I ask is absolutely nothing. You know, there's not a whole lot that you need to be instructed on about peace. When you're there, you're there. And that's beautiful. And this isn't a guidance technique. This is a healing focus. But sometimes when I go there and I ask, what happens is Spirit begins to show me how to make the changes, how to understand how this is moving through my life, and how to let it in even to greater depth. And so sometimes there's a response there. But then to complete it, to let it move deep in itself and anchor within us, we use the power of appreciation. That's what lets us say, yes, this is now my reality. I am whole. I am no longer the instrument of pain. I am the instrument of love. Let it move in at depth. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. Join me.
I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful.
Again.
I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful.
Receiving it with that open-hearted gratitude and appreciation lets us move deep, deep into our consciousness. I was so touched by and have just had this image that I shared with you last Sunday. Again and again going through my awareness, because I felt like I was looking at the experience of a great teacher. It's the experience I shared with you of the whale that was humpback whale that was caught in the it was crab traps and nets that had the heavy weights on them, and the whale was completely wrapped up, close to drowning because it could hardly get up to the surface to breathe and could not move about. And how when the whale was found and the people came out to work with it, the only way to get it free was for the divers to go in and be there next to this huge being in its struggle to survive. Come in with their knives and cut it free. And even when I think of that, I think of how many images have already been in my mind of humankind with whales and their knives. And I have no doubt that's in that collective consciousness as well. But out of their love, these people went up to the whale. And they took their knives and over hours cut it free. And how it so patiently allowed them to work on it. Remember the one guy, the rope went through the whale's mouth and he's cutting it there from the mouth while looking the whale in the eye. And how that freedom, when it was there, the whale moves off and then does it circles around the divers just to be free. But then in the end, it came back to each diver and went up and touched it. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. It understood what had taken place. It understood what had been given. And its response was deep gratitude. And then it went away free. That's where we're going. We're going away free. Acknowledging the deep, deep, deep gratitude on our hearts for this love, this power that brings us whole, which I don't begin to understand. But I know it's there. And I know it's real. And I am grateful. Join me.
I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful.
Whatever it is, there is a power and a presence in you that is pure, radiant love. It is wholeness, and it brings forth its wholeness within us. And for that, in my life and in yours, I am grateful.